You're listening to Planet Flistin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And we're back. Planet Flistin. Episode 16 on CITR 101.9 FM. What is going on? How is everyone doing? Episode 16. I love that. I love it. It has a ring to it. It's like my sweet 16, except it's radio show 16 anniversary. Crazy fun times. Anyways, what's going on? I'm so happy to be back. I feel like I haven't been on air, or we haven't been talking to each other in like a month. I think it's been like a month. I had to
do a lot this month, actually. I feel like
school has been just like absolutely crazy. And stuff like that. Like midterm season, ew. Nobody likes that. Unless you do. Which I mean, like, fair enough, because like definitely I don't know. It's like fun writing stuff down, thoughts into words into thoughts. And all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we're back in action after midterms, even though like midterms is still a thing. It just feels like midterms round two, and it's just like go time, and it's like final papers, and we're all doing these things, and it's so crazy. But
anyways,
I'm so excited to be back. We have such a good show tonight. Actually, we have such a great show tonight. That's what I'm gonna say. We have an amazing show, actually. I felt like, I don't know, I feel like this is like the catharsis, the release. This is like the end of midterms. Actually, okay, so this is airing during midterm break, which is amazing. So we all get to dance, we all get to like chill out for like one sort of week and then back to chaos. But anyways, so I really wanted this episode to be dance heavy, very much like techno dance, hardcore. Maybe not so hardcore, but just like dance, like, you know, like, come on, we need to dance, get up, get dancing, have fun, you know, chill out, have fun. But yeah, so I really wanted it to be like very much like we're in the club again, you know, like every week we're always in the club, we're always doing something fun, doing something crazy fun. But yeah, amazing, literally amazing show, amazing track list we have. Actually, we have, oh, actually, we will introduce the first song that we were just listening to was Vixen House, Avita Manji. Literally amazing track, amazing track. The whole EP that it's from is actually just divine. Like, it's such a good EP. It's called Neptune, and another favorite in the Neptune EP, if you will, Quantum Stealth, which we'll probably be playing next week because it's just so amazing, and just one of those tracks that just like goes like just absolutely into it. But Vixen House, also amazing way to actually end off their EP, which is just amazing and great. But yeah, so the track list we have tonight is so great. We have Giant Swan, we have Chicken, we have Isabella Love Story, we have Soraya, we have Arca, we have Earth Eater, we have Sega Bodega. Everyone decided to like release music all of a sudden, just like out of the blue. So we have like so much to catch up on, I guess. We have like so much Arca, we have the new Earth Eater, we have the new Sega Bodega. It's just amazing. It's just like everyone that I love was just like, you know what, we're gonna bless all of you real quick. And yeah, no, it was just been such an amazing month for music. So we will be dancing, and we will be getting into all of that, and we will be talking about other things as well. Oh, I actually have a little old clip of a little old song by a little old me. I remember last time we played actually the full track of the track that I made for the Mutants mixtape. So this week we're gonna be playing a different song, obviously, but actually only just like a little clip of it, because I don't know, it's not really finished yet, and I'm not too sure where I'm gonna take it, but I do know that I want it to be like a club, kind of a dance, kind of like a house track. But make it cool, make it fun, make it, you know, a little sexy if you will. But yeah, so we'll be playing a little bit of a clip from that. Maybe I'm still deciding, maybe we'll like pitch down some songs so that it's like dark and ambient, like it always is, and stuff like that. But without further ado, I think we need to, I'm hyping this up so much. I've been hyping so many things up this week, and I think it is all good for this one because it's going to be amazing. So without further ado, let's get into our second track of the night, which is Pandemonium by Giant Swan on Planet Philosophin. Let's go.
Thank you.
back, Planet Floston. What is going on? How is everyone doing? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM with me, your host, Oren, Little Oren, on Planet Floston. Tuned in on a Tuesday night. I hope everyone is doing good. That was an amazing track, by the way, if we didn't know this. Pandemonium by Giant Swan. Literally so good. Literally amazing. Literally the best, perhaps. So good. But yeah, Pandemonium, Giant Swan, amazing. That was our second track of the night. It's very much fitting the theme of the night, which is, you know, just, you know, dance, club. You know, kind of like, you know, not to be like Berlin techno, but something of the sort. Something is going on here, somehow influenced by Germany in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, who doesn't love that? I'm kidding. But yeah, okay, so it's been like a month since I've talked to everyone. So glad to be back, and I'm wondering what everyone is reading. What is everyone reading right now? Me personally, I am reading, actually, there's like a quite a few books just like chilling around my room that I should be reading and that I have been reading, and things that I've been reading for class, actually, which have been really good. I've been reading some Border and Rule, Harshwalia. Also been reading, what did I just finish? I just finished a book of short stories called The Refugees. What else do I have, actually? Oh, Johnny Appleseed, that is still in the mix. We're still reading that, still on the bedside table. And yeah, I think those are it right now. I think those are the only ones that I haven't read in entirety yet. That is kind of just like looking at me on my bookshelf, just because like school has been like absolutely bonkers lately for some reason. But yeah, I don't know. I am also that person that will just like also buy books and put them on the shelf until I get to it, but then start reading a different book and like entirely because I've just bought another one for some reason. But yeah, I guess I can give like a synopsis after I read them. I'm really excited actually for all the books that I'm reading right now. Still trying to get my way through The Odyssey. It's just like looking me in the eyes all the time. It's just like it literally is talking to me. It's like personified. It's like, I am the first ever novel written. I am the first story. You must read me. And I'm just like, okay, chill out. I'll get to you. I'm coming, but yeah, oh, that would be such a funny idea. Is there, like, a show that does that, like, talking books? Like, books that talk? It's probably, like, a children's show. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, just when, yeah, I don't know. I have no thoughts. I have literally no thoughts. I'm just thinking about, like, an adult version of like books talking, and it's just like, do I want to watch that? Are we sure? Like, what would the writing be like? But anyways, okay, cool, fun, swag, you know, keeping it fresh, keeping it fun. So yeah, let's get into our next track of the night. The next track of the night is from Chicken. It's actually an older track, but you know, still a great, absolutely amazing song. It is called No Luck, and yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna love it. It's really good. It also just like goes right in. So actually, yeah, it goes like, it's like one of those songs that's like quiet and then it's like boom, and then it's like, so yeah, I'm sure everyone will like it. So yeah, anyways, Chicken, No Luck on Planet Floston here on CATR 101.9 FM with me, Oren. I'll see you in probably 3 minutes. So yeah, hope you enjoy. Bye-bye.
No luck, no faith, no luck, no faith, no fate. 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 just me.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination, with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more. Out now.
Hello, 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 and we're back on Planet Flossin. What is going on? We just listened to No Luck But Chicken. So good. I literally have it stuck in my head. It's like, no luck, no luck, no luck. You know, you know what I mean? Of course. But anyways, okay, so that was our third track of the night. I think we're going to play, actually we are. We're going to play one more song, and then we'll get into the little clippy clip that I have for us to hear, and then I'll kind of break it down. I'll say what I did in Ableton. I'll say what I did to make it. It was actually kind of, it was really fun making this track sort of sample demo. I'm just going to call it a demo. It was actually really fun making this because I've been seeing it so often where it's like, okay, like literally I see it on Arca's stream and like other people's streams as well. I think like Young Skirt, I think, does it. I don't know. I also see memes about it. But basically, like, when you like use samples in the audio line and you like copy and paste rather than like putting drums and like MIDI, there's like so many memes where it's like drums and MIDI and it's like gross based just because it's like so limiting and so restricting. So I kind of just, I've been playing around with that a lot, and like it makes sense. It's really funny because you have so much more agency over like your sound and where you want to put it, instead of just making like a just mindless kind of loop in a MIDI, which, you know, is literally also amazing to like, even just to start out with, making loops in a MIDI is great. But yeah, this copy paste stuff, it really hits different. So yeah, I'll talk about that more later. Right now we're gonna jump into this really, really fun, amazing track, which I actually found out about like yesterday night. I was just like browsing. I was like, okay, like let's compile my songs for the show today. And it literally was like the funniest thing, because it just like popped up and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So without further ado, we're gonna listen to Kitten Heel by Isabella Love Story. I was debating on playing actually their other song, but we're going to be listening to Kitten Heel, of course, just because it's just so fun and so good and talks about Miu Miu. Like, who doesn't love Miu Miu? I guess that's debatable. But anyways, okay, let's jump into it right about now. Kitten Heel on Planet Floston, Isabella Love Story. And yeah, without further ado.
Let's go.
Yo sé que todas quieren tener lo que tengo. Quieren tener mis Miu Miu, quieren tener mis Kitten Heels. Pero es que el ritmo de mis pasos no se puede comprar, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Llegando a la party con mi Kitten Heel. Cuando yo camino solo se escucha clic clic. Todas las otras gatas quieren un pedazo en mí. Quieren vestirlo, mi flow y mi melody. Llegando a la party con mi Kitten Heel. Cuando yo camino solo se escucha clic clic. Todas las otras gatas quieren un pedazo en mí. Quieren vestirlo, mi flow y mi melody. Por mucho que trate no puede ser como yo. Mira mi outfit, dice dónde lo compró. Mi estilo es impecable, incomparable. No se puede comprar, eso se llama incomparable. Se siente rico, baby. Bailar contigo aquí. Tacones cortos y así. Te puedo bailar fácil. Click, 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 click. Con mi Kitten Heel. Click, 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 click. Con mi Kitten Heel. Click, 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 click. Click click, don't make it a hit. Click 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 click, don't make it a hit.
Estoy obsesionada, como suena mis tacones, me escuchan caminar, se le moja los calzones. Estoy obsesionada, como suena mis tacones, me escuchan caminar, se le moja los calzones.
Quítate de aquí, voy con mi Kitten Heel. Quítate de aquí, voy con mi Kitten Heel. Quítate de aquí, voy con mi Kitten Heel. Quítate de aquí, voy con mi Kitten Heel.
Y se escucha.
Click 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 con mi Kitten Heel. Click 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 con mi Kitten Heel. Click 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 con mi Kitten Heel. Click 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 con mi Kitten Heel. Click clack click clack click clack con mi Kitten Heel. Click clack click clack click clack. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. Don't make it a hit. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. Don't make it a hit.
Exactly. exactly that. Kit and Neil, Isabella Love Story on Planet Flossin. Hello, and we're back. We're back so soon. We're back. That was a good, it was an amazing song. It was so fun and so fast and so good. I literally love it. It's like click, 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 click. The click of her heels, of her kitten heels, of her Mew Mew kitten heels. Amazing. Anyways, without further ado, let's get into some of the clip of the song that I made, which is still a work in progress. So don't come after don't come after me. Everyone's gonna be like emailing me like, what is this? it's good. That's what it is. So with this track, I'm gonna play it. Actually, I'll play it and talk over it like I always do. So let me load this up. Let's get into it. Like right about now. Actually, be warned, it actually starts out really like with this really like hard synth. So maybe I'll just play like the first little bit and then I'll start talking over it once everyone is acquainted with the track. So without further ado, let me just press play and yeah, let's see where that goes. Wait, actually, you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play it through one time and then we're gonna come back and then we're gonna talk to it and then I'll have it playing in the background because actually I think we're gonna wanna hear all of it. Without me having to talk, and then I'll talk over it, and then we'll do a little commentary, and then I'll talk about it. Without further ado, here is this demo that I made that still doesn't have a name. Maybe someone can like DM me on like the Planet Flossin account and be like, hey, this should be the name. But yeah, okay. Without further ado, here is the demo. Let's go. Okay, so that was the demo in its entirety, and now we can play it in the background and have it just, like, chill in there while we talk about it. So yeah, without further ado, let me press play again. I think this is a great volume to like listen and also speak to. But yeah, okay, so I guess without further ado, or what we should be starting with first, is basically, so this was the first time that I tried to do things like completely different than I usually do. It was really funny just like seeing all of those memes about like doing drums in MIDI and how bad and how limiting that is. So I was like, you know what, let's just copy and paste some stuff and let's go from there. So basically I started off with the song with like the synth, and I was like, you know what, I really, really, really want something like fun and poppy. And what better thing to do than kind of use, kind of mimic the same preset that I think Aisha Erotica and Slater used in Daddy AF. Because I'm pretty sure it was like the Serum Brutality preset for one of the basses. So I was like, you know what, I really, really love that sound. So I think we're going to include it. And the, I don't know, the melody or like the pattern kind of just like, it was, I'm pretty, it like didn't just come to me or anything. I'm pretty sure I was using like some type of, like my little secret all the time is just like, if you can't figure out a melody or if you can't figure out like a bass line or something, then you can, in Ableton, you can just like get sounds, or you can get samples and you can like turn them into a melody so you see all of the notes and see where they go. So if you really, really like where it's kind of headed, but like maybe you want to use a different instrument, just turn it into dun da 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 a MIDI, the MIDI. And if you turn the MIDI into the if you turn the notes rather into a MIDI, then you can see where all of like the cues are and the notes are. And so if you just really like the pattern, then you can use it and sub it in for different instruments. You can also play around with like the note lengths. It really just gives you like everything that you could possibly ask for, which is like amazing because it's like, wow. If you're stuck, if you have writer's block and you're just like, I need an amazing pattern. It's just like honestly such a good thing to have in your toolkit if you're like stuck on something, or if you like, maybe even if you're like not even wanting to like make anything that day, but like you find something great and you turn it into a MIDI. It's just like, I'm just like such an advocate for doing this because it's just something that is so fun, and it's also great if you're a beginner, so also add that on top of everything, which is good. But basically, I use that for the synth, and then I use my lovely Sophie sample pack that I literally always use for snares and for hi-hats and stuff like that. So it's basically just like wherever I wanted like a hi-hat or wherever I wanted a snare, I literally just put it there. I was just like, you know what? This is gonna sound great, and it, you know, most of the time it did. I actually like didn't edit anything on this track. I kind of just made it in the time frame that I did. I think it was like half an hour or something, and I haven't adjusted anything yet. But I thought it was great, and I also found the kind of like the rise, or like how you make, or rather how I made the bridge or the drop, whatever you want to call it, was through, I think it was an Igloo Goose sample. And yeah, that was basically it. That's it. It was really simple to make the track. It was also a lot of fun. Just because it's, like, once you get into, like, once you have, like, that beat, and it's, like, boom, 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 and then you have, like, the synth, and it's, like, and you're just like dancing, and you're like, you know, shaking and jumping and just jumping and 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 just jumping and jumping, jumping. Which was a lot of fun. So I'm glad that I got to share this. It's still a work in progress. I'm pretty sure I'll visit it again. Which I don't usually do. I'm very much that person that is kind of just like, you know what, it's done. It had its time. But lately I've been going back to tracks. And I've been definitely been tweaking some things to make it sound better. Which I think is great. Because I always just like leave it. And I'm like, you know, it's good enough. You know, that was that. But there is something when you go back to a track and you make it sound better and you feel really good because you feel so accomplished. You feel like it's like an actual track. Which is amazing. But yeah, so this track, this demo doesn't really have a name or anything like that. So I'm not really too sure what to call it. It's like saved as like Club Anthem or something like that in my computer. So yeah. That was my little spiel. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope everyone liked it. It's definitely a work in progress, but we're getting there. And I think it fits with the night. I feel like it was dancey enough. It was like fun enough that it kind of like gets us into some more music that we're about to play. We have literally so much music that we're gonna play tonight. It's really good. I'm really excited. So without further ado, I think we're gonna do that little thing that we always do every episode, where we play two songs, come back, play another two songs, come back, talk a bit in between, obviously, always talk in between, announce what was played, and yeah, just hang out for the rest of the night and dance, because I think we all deserve it. We all need it. We all need to dance a little bit. So yeah, without further ado, here's Hypnotized by Soraya on Planet Floston. Let's go.
Feeling energized, got me feeling like a prize. A connection took me by surprise. You're listening to Planet Flowston. Planet Flowston.
Awesome.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
You're listening to Planet Flossin.
Hello, hello, hello. And we're back on Planet Flossin with me, your host, Oren. On CAGR 101.9 FM. How is everyone doing? It is Tuesday night at like almost midnight. I hope everyone is doing good and is doing well, because that is important. But yeah, so we basically just listened to two amazing tracks, one of which was Soraya's Hypnotized, and the other one was Peeping Tom by Tweaks, which is, I really love the title of it, because it's not like Tom, like T-O-M, it's like T-H-O-M, like Tom Brown, which is like also really funny. But with that track, I actually kind of like darkened it a bit. I made it a bit, like I added some reverb and I also pitched it down. And I also did this thing in Ableton where you can like pull apart the track a bit. So it's kind of like what I just did right now with like the Planet Flossin tag, where it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It basically, there's this thing in Ableton where you can like pick apart the sample and like move it with like these like key points in it, which is really fun. I'm not really too sure how to describe it, but it's a lot of fun, especially if you want to make some like effects out of it, if you want to make some effect music. I've made some loops actually just from doing that, which is amazing and always fun. And you can turn it into like a percussion or something, or like a snare, which is cool. And you could just, you know, copy and paste and do all that fun stuff that we talked about tonight. But yeah, anyways, without further ado, let's get into some more music. Let's get into the next two tracks tonight. The first is Rakata by Arca, and then we also have Scripture after that from Earth Eater. Both amazing tracks. With Arca, Arca's Rakata just came out. Arca's been dropping like a bunch of signals. they've been dropping signals. No, they have been dropping singles. The first of which I think was Born Yesterday, which was with Sia, and then Prada and Rakata. Both of which are amazing. So Rakata, I think, is the B-side. So, yeah, which is also amazing. And then, oh my goodness, Scripture, Earth Eater, produced by Psycho Bodega. Literally so, so good. Like, when it first dropped, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I literally could not stop listening to it. Like, on repeat, day to night, Scripture, Earth Eater, Sigwadega, amazing. Club of the Century, perhaps. Perhaps we could say that. But yeah, okay, without further ado, let's get into those two tracks of the night, and then come back and talk a bit more. I think I'm going to play around with the Arca track. I'll play around with the first one, and maybe you'll hear it. Maybe we'll darken it a bit. We'll do something.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Planet Flowstone.
Back, Planet Flowstone on CITR 101.9 FM. What is going on? We're back. Obviously, that is what's going on. We just listened to some new Arcas, some new
Rakata,
which I actually kind of like played around with, as I said, what happened on the first little bit of that. I was also using the little effect in Ableton that you can use when you pull apart the song, so I thought that came out actually kind of well. There's like also little parts in the song where I was just like playing around as well and changing the pitch and whatnot. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. And then we've just finished listening to the new Earth Eater scripture produced by Sega Badega, which is literally so amazing. Just such a good song. A song that I've been listening to literally on repeat for like the last, I don't know, like 3 weeks. Ever since it came out, it's just been on repeat in the house. So it's like very much dear to my heart. But yeah, this is so crazy. This is actually my time of the broadcast to tell you how much I love and care about you and how glad I am and how appreciative I am of everyone tuned in right now. And yeah, I hope, like, this is the little goodbye. This is our little wrap up. But yeah, I am so thankful for everyone tuning in right now. I am so happy to be back after a month away. It's been way too long. I wanted to hang out so bad on air, and we did. We finally did it tonight, which was amazing, which is very dance heavy, which is very techno heavy, which was just like all around good. Every song just either as good or better. No, I'm kidding. They're all the same. They're all amazing songs. Literally every single one of them tonight was so amazing. But yeah, I guess this is a little goodbye. So yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, I hope everyone has an amazing rest of their week, has an amazing rest of their Tuesday night. I know it's reading break for everyone now, like officially it's reading break. So I hope everyone has the rest that they deserve. I know I need a break. So yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic reading break. And if you're not on reading break, then I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week and a fantastic, you know, next 2 weeks until we get to dance together once again here on CITR 101.9 FM on this beautiful broadcast that is Planet Flustin. And yeah, without further ado, our ending send-out track, da-da-da-da, is actually some more Sega Bodega. Some new stuff that Sega just put out. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely so good. I think everyone's going to love it. It is called Angel on My Shoulder. So yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their evening, and I will see you back here on Planet Flustin on CITR 101.9 FM. I've said it so many times. In 2 weeks' time. But yeah, have a great, amazing night, and I'll see you soon. And yeah, without further ado, here's Sega Bodega, Angel on My Shoulder. Bye-bye. You're telling me it's cold where you are.
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
I've been thinking about when I was trying to be your friend. I thought it was then. But it wasn't genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you, cause I know you, and I know what you can do, and I don't want a war with you, I won't afford it. You get sore even when you win. And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense, and you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted